You know, I mentioned last week, after being gone for a while, you realize how blessed you are. And each week I've been back, I begin to recognize what a gracious blessing it is to share space on earth with you. It's humbling to think that I get to stand on this platform with incredible people there and incredible people here, and somehow we make the world a better place. It's holy, it's sacred, it's beautiful, it's powerful, and it's a thousand things that I can't think of, and I use words for a living. You know, I often have to give a title to the talk. You can see it up there. And I give it a month out. And I have no idea, when I get to the day of, what in the world was I thinking? Hot, humid, and healed. I don't know if that was the title for a sermon or a romantic comedy. Or perhaps another kind of movie, I don't know. But I sat with it and I thought, something wants to happen here. Something wants to emerge and be dealt with. And so we're gonna deal with it. Let's see where it goes, yes? You willing to go with me? Please join me in this affirmation to get us started. Together we say, as we enter the sacred fire of transformation, we are cleansed, cleared, and renewed in spirit. That's the work we do here. Every time we come together, we are being cleansed, cleared, and renewed in spirit. Maybe a little bit more aware, a little bit more awake, a little bit more attuned, a little bit more connected. And then, as I said twice today already, it goes out these windows and out these doors, and maybe the world is renewed just a little bit. Has anybody noticed that the temperature is rising in the world? I'm not just talking about climate. That's a political talk for another time. Not just the climate, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, cosmologically, things are heating up. And when it comes to the heat in the room, the heat on the earth right now, you know, I often said, I feel like I'm being cooked from the inside out. Humidity has a tendency to do that, doesn't it? And is that what's happening on the planet? Is that what is happening? I'm being cooked from the inside out. So many of us in our religious traditions and spiritual paths are looking outside of ourselves for the answers and for the reasons and for the justifications. Yet it is an inner journey. It is one about being cooked from the inside out. The energy, the fire must come from within me, within us. You know, I got off the plane from California and it hit me. I was in a high of 63 on the coast of California. And I got off the plane here in Georgia and it took my breath away. Ever had that experience? My first reaction is, oh, I'm getting back on the plane. I'm going back. That was the first reaction. But then there was a second reaction. And that reaction was, this actually feels kind of good on my skin. It was really nice to not have to use two bottles of lotion every day in order to keep my hands from cracking. And the second reaction said, I'm home, I'm present, I'm available, and it is hot, but there might be something here for me. Consider today that the life that we are living, the earth and humanity as we know it today, is feeling heated up and it's feeling thick with stuff, thick in the air, that our first reaction might not be the best, might not be the most true. I do find that my ego thought that comes and responds immediately, knee-jerk reactions, is often what gets me in trouble. And then what gets me to the deeper part of myself and the human race is that breath. Take a breath with me. Oh, something deeper wants to happen, something more profound. You see, the first response to run a flee, that's in my environment. I want to flee from the heat and the fire. I want to get back where I feel safe and I feel comfortable. But the second reaction is there might be something that's good for me. There might be some cooking that needs to happen in the kitchen. So I don't retreat. I don't push the heat away. I'm asking you to lean into the heat that we feel on the planet today, mentally, emotionally, cosmologically, politically, religiously. Maybe when life is hot, it's not a sign of oppressive breakdown, but it's a sign of opportunity for breakthrough and for break open, depending on how we contextualize it, from the outside in or the inside out. An invitation to use the heat that is on the planet today to enter the metaphorical sweat lodge. Anybody ever do a sweat lodge? Yeah, a lot of us have done that here. I've done it twice, and both times it was equally as uncomfortable for me. I'm English through and through. I liked the 63 high and the fog coming over the ocean. I felt very much at home as an Englishman and an Irishman. But sometimes the uncomfortable I have to lean into. You know, they teach us in driving school, when you're in a skid, turn in the direction of the skid. Don't resist it. Don't go the other direction because you're going to get yourself in trouble. Could it be that what's happening on the planet is requiring us to turn in the direction of the heat? Not to turn away for it to flee or pretend it isn't happening, but to absolutely turn our lives, our hearts, our souls, and our spirits in the direction of what is happening. Breathe. That can be uncomfortable, but something is about to break open. And that flip of a switch in consciousness changes everything, doesn't it? Life is consciousness. Life is attitudes. The attitude and consciousness that I'm bringing to the heat or the cold is determining what kind of experience we're going to have. And that happens individually, and it happens collectively. And so I get to come back and be with you all and say, how blessed am I to share space on earth with you, fellow travelers, fellow purveyors of thought, of consciousness and truth, to create the humanity that is screaming in a fire right now for us to offer an alternative to the resistance, to the fight, to the combativeness. You feel it? You sense it, you know it, it's there. We are called to be the shift and the change that we want to see on the planet. Yes? It's an inside-out job. And so many of us, you watch the news, you get into a conversation, and it looks like the outside is just dominating. We've given all our power away. All the power has been given away to any individual. But it's an inside-out job. We are being cooked from the inside out, not the outside in, no matter how uncomfortable it might be. In many traditions, the sweat lodge is a sacred place of what? Healing. Healing. Purification. And oneness. Now we can look and we can put our attention on what is not working, duality, divisiveness, or we can turn and focus our attention on the possibility of healing, of wholeness, of cleansing. Healing first requires what? Humility. They say it in 12-step programs, right? Bill, I know you have said this to me many times. If you're going to heal a problem, you first have to acknowledge there is a problem. When you go into a sweat lodge, what's the first thing you do? You get down on your hands and your knees and you crawl into the sweat lodge. An act of humility, humbling ourselves. Could it be that the universe is heated up because we need to quit being right about everything? Justified in our opinion against somebody else. Yep, I'm just going to own it for myself. It's really easy to become self-righteous. And it's really difficult to get on my hands and my knees and remember the second thought, not the first thought, might be the one that's leading me to transformation, might be the one that's leading me to healing. Yes? And then what's the second thing you do? You're in the sweat lodge, yes? And you are in a dark womb of the earth. What is a womb for? Birthing. You are in a womb of creation, a womb of possibility. We are smack dab in the womb of something holy and good and sacred, even though it doesn't look like it. Anybody here ever give birth to a child? It's not always pretty. It's not always easy. And sometimes it hurts to the core, and we cry, and we sweat. But what's on the other side of the birthing experience is life. It is beauty, it is magnificent, and it's worth it. And I've heard many a mother say, I will never do that again. Only to 2 years later go, honey, I think I want to do this again. And here we are on the precipice of a new birthing experience in the womb of the heat, of the tension, of the human race as we know it today. I'm saying become a midwife or become the mother of a new reality. That's our job. And then I want to ask you, what are you birthing on the planet today when you watch the news? What are you birthing on the planet today when you're in the middle of a conversation that doesn't feel so good? And that's not a rhetorical question. I want you to hear you call it out into the room. What are you birthing? Call it out with enthusiasm and passion. It's if you're giving birth, breathe, people. Breathe, push. Love, joy, enthusiasm, passion, healing, oneness. Call it out. I'm going to have to work with that one. Cut, on the count of three, I want you to call out what you are birthing and feel the collective energy in this room of what we are birthing collectively. One, two, three. The baby hasn't come yet. One, two, three. One more time. Like you've never, ever wanted something as deeply as the love, the peace, the joy that you're about to create. One, two, three. It's here, it's now, it is you, it is me, it is us, and it is necessary for the planet today. What's the next thing you do when you're in that womb of creation? You have a bunch of hot rocks in the center of the sweat lodge, yes? And then what do? You make the environment a little bit more uncomfortable. Let's take some water and let's pour it on the hot stones. And it gets really, really humid. And it gets really uncomfortable. And not every time I've done it, there's a part of me that said, get the hell out of here right now. I cannot take this. Yet I am a man. I have a competitive environment. And I'm not going to play weak. I'm going to stand in the strength of this because nobody else is leaving. Whether it's ego or whether it's truth, we need to stay in the fire. I don't care what it takes from you to stay in the fire, but let your tears be the water. The tears of pain of what is that is not what we would create on the planet. I'm reminded of Jesus in Gethsemane. And it says clearly in his anguish, his darkest night, that his sweat poured down like droplets of blood. You see, the transformation we're seeking requires all of us, the completeness of us. We cannot do this halfway. And so I'm encouraging you today to not run from the human experience, but let your tears flow to create some steam, to create an environment. Let your sweat flow to create an environment that says we're doing this together. You know, I've often said from this platform, don't let them see you sweat. Don't let them see you sweat. I'm taking that back. That was old counsel. Those were old ideas. I'm saying let them see you sweat. Let your sweat drop like the life essence of blood upon the new reality and new paradigm that is calling for birth through you, through me, and through us. Wear it like a badge of honor. I'm working for something greater, for something more beautiful, for something more holy. In fact, I'm going to invite you to turn to your left or your right and say, I'm working for something more beautiful, holy, and true. Take it to somebody. What happens in a sweat lodge is you release everything that you are not. All the toxic energy is given up. And I don't know about you, but I've been carrying toxic energy, and the world is heating up to say, release it, let it go, cry it out, sweat it out, so that you can be more purely who you are meant to be, how God designed you to be, how God chose to do business as you. Could it be that the world as we know it today, the earth, humanity, the collective consciousness, and life itself is conspiring in our favor and moving in the direction of heating things up so that we can remember who we are. I look at the planet today and I have become one of them, the night of the living dead. We're unconscious, giving all the power to the outside in. And I'm saying we need to come back to the awareness that it's an inside out. Come back to life and remember who we are. And it changes the whole experience. A Canadian philosopher and author, apologies for the pronunciation. Mochona Tliwayo. We have a slide for him, I hope. There he is. He wrote this. Let's say it together. Heat makes things expand. That is why life sometimes throws us into a fiery furnace. Does it feel like a fiery furnace to you? Many mornings since I turn on the TV and turn on the news and it feels like a fiery furnace. Could it be that everything is moving in the direction of our expansion? Why, everything changes. You flip the switch from it sucks, it's terrible, it's evil, they're wrong, they're bad. Everything shifts energetically on the planet when we go, I'm about to expand. There's about to be more of me. I better bring love and peace to the environment because I'm going to be expanded. Because he's going to expand you. If it's hate, that's what you're creating on the planet. If it is duality, that's what you're creating on the planet. There is expansion happening. Be mindful of what you're thinking. Be mindful of what you're holding in your heart and in your consciousness, because there's more of it on the planet. It's heating up, folks. Let your tears be the water of love. Let the blood and the sweat of your efforts and your energy and your thinking be of love and compassion and kindness and goodness. He continues, together, a diamond is just a rock that refused to break under heat and pressure. You know, I come here and I hang out with people like you because I'm reminded that I'm a diamond. I'm not the stinking thinking. I'm not the bad mistake I made. I'm not the first thought or the first reaction. I am the second one. And I hold you accountable. You hold me accountable. And somehow the steam elevates us all. As it releases the toxins from the body, it releases the toxins from the environment of consciousness, individually and collectively. That's the work that we do here, and it is holy, and it is sacred, and it is necessary. Yes? Can I get an amen for that? Amen. Sweat releases toxins. It engages the immune system that regulates, balances, and heals. Spiritually, it's a sign of surrender. And that's the strongest, most courageous thing you can do, to surrender to the second thought, to the second reality, not the first one. Run. Fight. Argue. Spiritually, it's releasing negative energies to allow reconnection to a higher self. I invite you, if you're comfortable doing so, to place your hand on your chest. What we do here is reconnect to the higher self. Is this what life is asking us to do? A resounding yes. A resounding yes. In the Lakota tradition, the sweat lodge is called the Inipi. Inipi. I think I've heard it pronounced Inipi and Inipi. Anybody know what that means? You know? Oh, I gave you the answer. I was about to be so freaking impressed. Wow, how did they know the answer? They're all more evolved than I thought. To live again, we are the psychic church. To live again, the universe is heating things up so that we can live again and give up the consciousness of the night of the living dead. We must be that change for ourselves and for others. You see, in the sweat lodge, you enter with a heavy heart. And when you exit the sweat lodge, you feel lighter. That's what we do here. When you enter the sweat lodge, it is a place of separation. Maybe fear and trepidation. When you exit the sweat lodge, it is a place of oneness. And you don't do the sweat lodge alone. You do it in community. You do it with family. And you all bear the heat together. That's what we do here. When you enter the sweat lodge, you enter very thirsty. And you exit quenched by spirit. That's the work that we're doing here. We cannot do this alone. You, where you are, sitting in this seat, is necessary. The energy you brought into this space is important. It is valuable. It is necessary. Healing and transformation often comes in the form of heat. You are a healer. You are hereby all ordained as a healer of the planet. The process of gold, for gold to become gold, anybody know what you have to do? You got to heat it up in a process of smelting. Smelting. Could it be that what's happening on the planet is a process of spiritual smelting as we remember our goldenness? Because we have forgotten. We remember our diamondness because we have forgotten. Could it be that trials are not punishment? I want you to consider that. The difficulties we're experiencing are not punishment. That's an old thought. That's the first thought. I'm asking for the second one that remembers truth. They are purification. Challenges are simply sweat lodges in disguise. The challenges that we are collectively experiencing are sweat lodges in disguise. Help open your eyes, your ears, your mind, and your spirit. Rather than trying to fan it away, the steam is rising in the sweat lodge. What's the first thing we do? Oh, get this away from me. Get this away from me. I'm saying lean into the skid. Don't fan it away. Gather it up. Gather the fire and feel the heat in your lungs. Feel, you know, the breath and spirit have the same root. You know that? Breath, spirit, God, it's all the same thing. I'm saying, rather than fanning the difficulty away, breathe it in. Feel the flames, feel the steam, feel the rising, because as the steam rises, so does your soul, individually and collectively. This is what the master teacher did. He was told, don't go into the sweat lodge, don't go into the heat, don't go into Jerusalem. It's hot there. It's really hot there. And he's our way shower, our elder brother, and our master teacher. What did he do? That's exactly where I am called to go. I'm called to lean in. And in that place, Jerusalem, the sweat lodge, he was transformed from the first thought, I'm a human, to the second thought, I am a spirit. I am the Christ. I am the light. I am the love. And so when I asked you what you're bringing into the room, it's not something that you are bringing separate from you. It's the energy of you yourself that you bring into this room and every other room that you're going to walk into for the next 6 months. Be mindful what you're bringing and birthing in the womb of creation. My friend Linda Krall, she's a very good friend. She is not a stand-up comedian by profession, but she's a very funny lady. And she was invited by another friend of mine into an experience of Bikram yoga. Has anybody ever experienced Bikram yoga, sometimes called hot yoga? So you're stretching your body, you're working your muscles, you're working your spirit, and you're doing it in a very hot temperature. And my friend Linda was not warned this is what was going to happen. And she turned to the person about 15 minutes into the Bikram yoga session, and she turned to the lady who brought her and said, if I get out of this room alive, I'm going to kick your ass. And a lot of us are absolutely living in that energy right now. Things are heating up. We're in a Bikram yoga session, and we're saying to somebody, who's responsible for this? And if I get out of here alive, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. That's the first thought. The second thought says, I'm here by a divine appointment. There must be a reason I'm in this session, and it feels so hot. I had a moment in my life when I moved from California to Oregon. And I was in deep, deep grief for the life I had left behind, a life that was so beautiful. But there was heating up that said, there's more of you, Richard. There's more of you to experience, to live, to bring to the planet. And I was in deep, deep fear about what was coming but wasn't there yet. That middle place, you feel like that we're in that middle place? Ever been there? It's not comfortable and it is hot. I was in deep, deep depression. And for the first 2 months of living in Oregon, I would say, who's responsible for this? This isn't what I designed. This isn't what God designed. When I get out of here, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. And then the second thought said, well, there might be something here for me. I stand here today on this platform as a result of what happened in Carl's Jr.'s hamburger. It's Hardee's here in the South. Every day I would go spend time with my thoughts, my depression, my sadness, and I would crawl into Carl's Jr. before I went to the job that was extremely unfulfilling for me. It did not fill me. And I'd sit in the sweat lodge of Carl's Jr. and listen to the thoughts that I was playing in my head and say, okay, that's the first thought. Let me have a different idea, a new thought, a new way, a new paradigm. And through not so disguised tears, sitting in, I was a bit of an oddball to the other customers in there. Every day this guy comes and he's sitting in the corner and he's crying. Until I wasn't. 6 months, and again, for those of you who are into diet, I have changed my diet a little bit. It is perhaps more enlightened than Carl's Jr. But let's talk about the yoga that happened. What does yoga mean? Those of you, I know Avril knows the answer. Union. Let's put that slide up. It means union. I created a Bikram yoga session in Carl's Jr. And what does Bikram? It's named after the person who designed that particular modality of yoga, but it means brilliance and strength and victory. I needed to be the cause, sitting there eating French fries and a Coke and a hamburger, of my own brilliance and my own strength and my own victory. You see, you don't have to necessarily go to a Bikram yoga session to transform. You don't necessarily have to go to a sweat lodge in order to transform. Life is hot right where you are. And I began to look at my thinking and look at what I was creating and to want to bring a different reality. A song that played throughout that time. I played it in my car night and day, a Garth Brooks song. From the hymnal of Garth Brooks. Life is not tried, it is merely survived. If you're standing outside, I'll find the key somewhere, the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived. If you're standing outside the fire, and life recognized that I was just surviving. And it heated up the world, put me in Oregon, and nobody goes to Oregon for the heat. And said, get in the fire, stand in the fire like gold and be refined. Smelt, allow yourself to be in a smelting experience and to be cleansed and to be purified and cry and sweat, kicking and screaming down the pathway of transformation. In those tender moments, I was reborn. And I stand here today as a result of those moments. The rebirth didn't happen in a sweat lodge, a Bikram yoga class, or a church. It happened in Carl's Jr. And if healing can happen in a burger joint, it can happen in this place right here. By right of the consciousness that we take out those doors. By right of what we rehearse in here. Of what we allow in here, in here, in here. That's the holy, sacred work we're doing, and the world is providing us a sweat lodge to do it. Breathe. I'm going to invite the band to come back up. I invite you, when you are aware of what's happening and feeling cooked from the inside out, to avoid trying to fan it away, but to breathe it in. Become one with the heat, the uncomfortableness and the tension, and then transform it like a great Tai Chi master. Take it in, Tonglen in the Buddhist tradition. I breathe it in, I transform it, and I breathe it out as something different. A little music would be great underneath. Let us be among those who take the ordinary life, whether you be in a restaurant, in a church, in a conversation, watching the news, sitting in the silence. Let us be among those who take ordinary life, the heat of life, and create healing, to create remembrance, to come to the place of union with your strength and your power and your victory. I invite you to repeat this final affirmation with me. Together, I honor the sacred heat of transformation. I sweat out all fear, I release all pain, and I emerge whole and holy. Do this for yourself. Do it for the world that needs you to do it right now. And let's live into the energy of what will be on the other side of the sweat lodge as we remember that we belong to each other. And so it is, so it shall be, and so we will let it be.